How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned to the broadcast again this week, and we're going to pick up our study here in John chapter 10, where we left off in verse number 17, the Lord Jesus Christ here has said, He said, I know I'm the good shepherd. He has said that he's the door. He knows his sheep know him. The Father knows him. He lays down his life for the sheep. And in verse 17, he says, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ did. He willingly died, entered into death, not being subject to death naturally, okay? Death was not something that was unknown to God. Death was something that God had never experienced. Death came because of sin, and God is holy and righteous, and there would be no reason for him to experience death. But death has come upon men because all have sinned. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, naturally knowing nothing of death, yet became a man and willingly entered into death, that he might abolish death by taking his life back again to the honor and glory of God Almighty. Verse 17 of John 10, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. Listen, no man taketh it from me, verse 18, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. And so here, the Lord wrapping up this dissertation to them, and telling them about the only way, that he's the door, he's the shepherd. He calls his sheep hear him. There's fellowship between them. He's the good shepherd. He knows the Father, because see that these Pharisees that he's speaking to and others that are there, they don't want to accept and believe that he is the Son of God. He lays down his life for the sheep, because he's not a hireling, as these others that he's speaking to are. All their interest is what they can get out of the sheep. The Lord rather loves the sheep and cares for the sheep. He's going to gather them together. There's the fold that he's dealing with presently in Israel. There's another fold that he's going to call his sheep from. He must bring them, verse 16. And his Father, the Father loves him because he lays down his life that he may take it again. Verse 18, no man taketh it from me. You know what? The Lord Jesus Christ, he willingly submitted and gave himself to the Jews, who brought him to Pilate, who took him and sent him to Herod, who sent him back to Pilate. And at the cry of the Jews, they exclaimed, crucify him, crucify him. And Pilate took him and his soldiers, they took him, they abused our Lord, they marched him to Calvary's Hill, they put him on that cross, and they hung him there on that cross between heaven and earth. And the blood ran out of his body, and his body writhed in suffering and anguish and pain. I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ kept that body, his body, alive longer than any mortal man could have ever lived. Because when it was only time, when the scriptures were fulfilled, then the scripture says he yielded up the ghost. He willingly died. He says, no man has taken my life from me. Yet those sinners were allowed to do what they did. And you know what? In a sense, being saved by the Lord, you and I who are saved, we crucified our Lord. We are guilty of his crucifixion. We are guilty of his death. My sin put him there. Understand that had there only been one person to save, if you or I would have been the only person to save, the Lord Jesus Christ would have had to have done the same thing, and our sin put him there. And he willingly gave himself, but it was no man that had the power over him to force him into that, but he willingly yielded to it. No man taketh my life, taketh it, that is his life, from me. But I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. In the humanity of the Lord, the Father had directed him that that's what he was to do. And he did it. And the Father and the Son have always have been in sweet fellowship from eternity past. But when the Lord Jesus Christ entered into being crucified and bearing our sins upon the tree, God the Father turned his back on his own Son. And because of the sins of the Lord's people, that fellowship was broken. The Lord Jesus Christ cried out on Calvary, on that cross, he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And he did so for me. He did so for you if you're saved. And the Father loves him because of it. Verse 17 of John 10, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. He says earlier, he lays down his life for the sheep. Verse 15. Verse 18, no man taketh it, his life, from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. So then we come to this in verse 19. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. A division. It's always the way it is with Christ. There's no middle ground. There's no fence straddling because of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's always a position. You're either with him or against him. You're either for him or away from him. You're either with him in those sheep that hear him and come at his call, or those that come up another way. There's no middle ground concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 20, and many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Don't listen to this man. He's crazy. He's possessed. Don't listen to him. Verse 21, others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? They said, listen, look what's going on. Satan has never done this. He doesn't have the power to do this. This man is not possessed of Satan. No one could do this. Verse 22. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. So we have the time of the year that it is. And Jesus walked in the temple of Solomon's porch. And then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us doubt? If thou be the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior, tell us plainly. Verse 25, Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. So as the Lord's there in the wintertime, walking in Solomon's porch, these Jews, the religious leadership, come upon him, and they're asking him. He said, well, how long are you going to leave us hanging? How long are you going to leave us in suspense? If you're the Christ, tell us plainly. And the Lord says, I have been. I have told you, and you believe not. Look at the works that I do. The works that I do in my Father's name. See, Jesus never claimed any fame to himself. He would tell those that the parents of the little girl that he brought back to life, he said, don't tell anybody. The different ones that he healed, he says, go and offer the sacrifice according to Moses. And other than that, don't tell anything. It'll be a witness to the priests and such as that, but don't say anything. But folks that have been touched by the Lord, they couldn't help but tell what the Lord had done for them. And so he says, I've been telling it. And the works that I'm doing, the healing that I'm doing, the things that I am preaching, he said, they bear witness of me. They tell it. He says, but ye believe not, verse 26, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. He says, you don't see it because you're not one of my sheep. And it's only the Lord that can say that. We as the Lord's people, we as the Lord's ministers, we as the Lord's churches, we can never say and know about whether this one is one of the Lord's sheep or not. What is given unto us is to preach. Only the Lord knows who the sheep are. And it's that way. That's the reason we've been given the command of the Lord. Our business is to know what the Lord says, that there are those that are not his sheep. That's true. But what the Lord has given us to do is not to sort out the sheep from the goats, but the Lord has given us to preach the gospel unto all men, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of sinners. And if you're under the hearing of my voice in this broadcast, listen, sinner, you need Christ. You are guilty before him. You are heading towards hell without the Lord Jesus Christ. And you need to repent of your sins and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. In him, his death, his burial, his resurrection for the salvation of your soul. Because without that, you have no hope. Only the Lord knows who the sheep are and who the goats are. And we as his people, we're not told to sort them out, but we're told to preach and to witness and tell about glorious salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. But these that he deals with here, he says, you can't hear it and you don't hear it because you're not of my sheep. I've told you this. He says in verse 27, my sheep hear my voice. Do you hear the voice of the Lord? Do you hear the call of the Lord? Oh, I pray that you will. May God have mercy on your soul and that you do. My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. They hear me and they follow me. And what's that following showing? That following is showing obedience. And listen what he says. And I give unto them eternal life. That he gives eternal life. We don't gain it. We don't grab it. We don't yank it. We don't earn it. But he gives it. It's a gift. I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, never die. Neither shall any pluck them out of my hand. None can pluck a sheep, a child of God, out of his hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Eternal security, not a license to sin, but eternal security. It's what the definition of everlasting means. Everlasting means forevermore. And that's the kind of salvation that the Lord Jesus Christ gives. Well, I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.